Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Friday 4-Pack Jones and Key brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. Did I say going to break the Broncos lost last night? I see a lot of texts.
Feels like they lost, but no, they did in fact win. They're 8-2 after that tour de force against the Raiders.
My mistake. Broncos won last night.
Didn't feel it.
It did not feel that way.
Especially if you had J.K. Dobbins and R.J. Harvey.
Yeah, no, yeah, for sure. You didn't feel that way. They are pretenders, not contenders.
Thank you. Chicken tenders.
Plus, with the Broncos losing last night.
Broncos losing last night.
My bad.
I did go for some Buffy tenders.
It did feel that way.
Yeah.
My mistake. Apologies. Apologies all around. To all you Denver fans out there, yep. You look good. Those are good uniforms.
Great uniforms.
Sharp uniforms.
Should never take them off.
No, I don't know what they're even thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Friday 4-Pack. What's first up in the 4-Pack today, Bill?
What one player off the Bucks would you want most on the Patriots?
Ooh.
They got a lot of good players. They got a really talented outfit over there.
Ibuka?
It might be Ibuka.
He's nasty.
Yeah.
I like,
seems like a good
Vita
pick.
Vea.
Oh, Vita Vea would be. I kind of like their interior D-line, but Vea's great. You know, we talk about no one runs on the Patriots. The Bucs are hard to run on almost specifically because of him.
Yeah.
I always liked Winfield's kid.
Antoine Winfield Jr. I liked him in the draft a lot.
Same.
Yeah.
So I've always liked him. I don't know that I but they do need a safety. I don't know that I'd take him over a talent like Ibuka, though. I think he'd be top of the list. I always loved Mike Evans.
Oh, yeah, Mike Evans and Godwin. I mean, Patriots wanted Godwin.
Career-wise, like, very, very, very underrated Mike Evans. Like, 1,000 yards every year, not this year. So Evans would be on my list.
He's work cut out for him when he gets back to get to 1,000 yards.
I'll say. Although the way they forced the football to him late last year, he might get there. Godwin, I've never liked as much as Evans, but you're right. The Patriots
just
really
solid,
liked
solid, though.
He's like, also really hurt. Solid. I think the answer is Ibuka.
Yeah, I'm going to go Ibuka as well. I think, you know, you look at the running back, Bucky Irving's been out for a little while. Like, I would have taken one of those guys, like, in addition to this group, but it's not like head and shoulders better than the guys you have. If it was a year without Drake May, you would obviously say, I would say Baker Mayfield. Like, during the Cam, Jacoby Brissett,
yeah,
Mac Jones years, I would have said
honestly,
him, but not now.
I, as much as I like Baker Mayfield, I know you hate him, but as much as I like Baker Mayfield, that didn't even cross my mind because May's been better.
Right.
What about, like, Tristan Wirfs? Is it because Campbell's, Campbell's been so good, you can just kind of, I mean, fine anyways.
Yeah, he's been good.
You don't have to really even look at the tackle position.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, you probably wouldn't really need to upgrade there. It's going to be like an overwhelming addition. I mean, he is very good. Don't get me wrong. But yeah, I think Ibuka might be the right answer. And it seems like a really good pick. And it's funny because they had their two receivers back. Now, they're older receivers. So rather than like waiting around till those guys are gone to draft somebody, but they got him at pick 19 and he looks legit.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, actually, it kind of is CeeDee Lamb-esque. When the Cowboys drafted him, they had Amari Cooper, and who else did they have?
Des Bryant, maybe?
Was it? Yeah, maybe it was. And people were like, why the hell are they drafting CeeDee Lamb? And it's like, oh, because he's a top five receiver in the league?
Mm-hmm.
The Bucs might have done the same thing with Ibuka. It's a pretty bad receiver draft. We were talking about this earlier in the week with Kyle Williams.
Yeah.
So there aren't. This is not the year the Patriots drafted N'Keal Harry, and it was Debo Samuel and DK Metcalf and A.J. Brown. It's not that level of draft where every receiver in the draft was good. This one, they really haven't been good, but Abuka is the exception. I think he's the guy.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we have, Billy?
What all-time Bucks jersey would you want most?
So we were dabbling in this a little bit.
Probably just any creamsicle jersey, really.
That's
one of the great jerseys.
If you're going to get a Bucks jersey, yeah. It has to be that.
Has to be the creamsicle. I like a Warwick Dunn. I was a huge Warwick Dunn fan.
I know you like Warwick Dunn.
I like Warwick Dunn a lot. Keyshawn Johnson?
I like Keyshawn Johnson.
Keyshawn, and credit to him for or blame to him for starting the trend of wide receivers not wearing numbers in the 80s. He was like the first one I remember when he went
19?
Number 19 with the Jets. And you're like, okay. And then he just kept wearing that. And now every single receiver wears a number not in the 80s.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Could you get like a Steve Young or like a Vinny Testaverde?
Ooh, a Vinny T one.
Like one of those, like a real throwback Bucks shirt. Like who was good on those Bucks teams? I'm trying to think.
Like the bad Bucks
teams?
Yes.
Like who was a good player on like those Bucks teams? You get a Bucks throwback.
Eric Rett?
Maybe.
The running back?
Like, but you get like a Mike Alstott or a Warwick Dunn or a John Lynch or a Derrick Brooks throwback.
It would be a Vinny Testaverde one for sure. Steve DeBerg was there.
Yeah, we just got a text about Steve DeBerg.
So they went 0-for.
Oh, are we idiots? Could you get a Brady one?
Yeah, you could.
Or is that like two?
You get a Brady. You get a Gronk. You get Antonio Brown. Although you hear about Antonio Brown.
Oh, did I hear about Antonio Brown?
He's like wanted for attempted murder in Dubai.
No, he's been extradited back to the United States from Dubai. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yikes. honestly, yikes.
Twitter account's still active though.
Is it?
I believe there have been recent tweets.
Oh.
Yeah, there's no way he was coming up with those.
No, way too.
No way. I don't know what he's paying that guy to write for him.
Yeah, guess what's going on with Bob Ryan?
I don't know what's going on with Bob Ryan.
I don't either. We're going to get to him.
All right, we'll save it.
We're going to get to him later on this
hour. They have a lot of good ones in their history.
Yeah, but they're like recent vintage though, like going back to the 70s. Yeah. I don't think they're that good.
Josh Freeman, is that you banging it?
No,
what sound is that?
It's not me banging.
Somebody's banging.
Somebody's just bouncing a basketball.
It's a quick. Yeah, somebody seriously.
It's a quick noise. Somebody open a closet. No,
it's over.
Somebody open a closet upstairs and a bowling ball fell out. What the hell was it? I heard it.
Stop storing your bowling balls on the top shelf in the closet.
Yeah, seriously.
I was going to say, Josh Freeman won me a few fantasy games.
Oh, Josh Freeman, nice.
He had a good run.
A few fantasy games?
Games.
Okay, not like a playoff.
No, like a pinch. In like a pinch, you needed Josh Freeman. He had a couple of big games. You can't rely on Josh Freeman.
No.
You serious?
Okay.
Now, my final answer, though, I think would be Warwick Dunn.
What are we missing?
I respect Derek Brooks. Derek Brooks, Rondé Barber, John Lynch.
So somebody just said Rondé Barber. Sapp. We didn't say Sapp. We mentioned Sapp earlier, but Sapp's one, Billy. Would that be your pick?
Yeah, it's between those three, Dunn, Alstott, or Warren Sapp.
Nice.
Yeah. Joe Jurevicius.
Vincent Jackson wasn't good enough there, was he?
Who?
Vincent Jackson? He led them in receiving probably a couple years.
Where was he good? He was good with the Chargers?
Yeah. No, he was good in Tampa, too.
Was he?
Yeah, yeah.
One of the automatic or Grammaticas was there, right?
Martin.
Oh, yeah.
Martin. Yeah,
yeah. He's the one who got hurt. Or was that Bill?
No, Bill.
That was Bill who got hurt?
Yeah. Oh, Wild Bill celebrating like that?
That's a good point.
That was Wild Bill.
Easy way to remember it. Good call.
Yeah.
What else is in the four-pack, Bill?
Do you both still think the Bucks will make the Super Bowl?
So, I understand why they're not the favorite.
I want to say yes, just for the sake of my pick, but do I actually believe it? No, I don't.
No, but like if
so they're too banged up.
If everything was equal, like I didn't want to go with just the straight chalk pick, right? It's one of the reasons why I went with them. The other thing, the NFC is tougher than the AFC, but I think it might be equally as open, if that makes sense. I mean, like, I don't look at the Eagles as, like, the overwhelming favorite. Like, I wouldn't take any team versus the field.
Right.
I'd take the field every time in the NFC.
In the NFC, Eagles or field, you'd take the field.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
And so the Bucs are part of that. And so, no, I guess, like, gun to my head, no, I don't think they're going to make the Super Bowl, but it's not through eight games enough for me to change my pick. It's not like, oh, what a terrible pick.
Right, but I also don't think it. I guess I wouldn't change my pick just because I don't want to pivot off of it, but if I had to actually sit here and pick an NFC team, I think I would pick the Rams. They're playing out of control, and I know they already lost to Mac and the Niners. They're playing the Niners again. I don't know if it's going to be Mac or Purdy, but yeah, the Rams look real good. They have the best scoring, best scoring differential in the conference. Yeah. Stafford's won there before.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Days one before, they added Davante Adams. There are weapons everywhere on offense.
Yeah.
If Puka stays healthy, I think that'd probably be my current pick.
That's a really big if.
Yeah, it is.
Say it again.
If
he stays healthy. Yeah, I mean, fair. What'd he miss, though? One game this year?
He's left a couple, too.
No, but I'm saying.
That's he missed one, left two or three of them.
Let's see.
I'm going to go Packers.
I'll save some of these jerseys coming up. What's our last one?
Last one. Does Tom Brady winning the Super Bowl look worse for Bill Belichick or Robert Kraft?
Belichick.
I could make a case for Kraft.
Okay. Kraft is way underrated in his blame for that transaction. If you're going to sit there and take credit to Peter King in Sports Illustrated a decade ago, 15 years ago, whenever it was, about the delicate, intricate, I forget how he talked about it, contract extension for Tom Brady, and I worked it out with him one-on-one on my private plane, and I did this and I did that, and that's the reason he got his contract extension. You can't turn around and blame Bill for him leaving. You could have come in at the 11th hour and worked out a deal. So I think he's way overlooked in his blame for Brady's exit, but it still looks worse for Bill.
So how about this? It looks now maybe worse for Bill, but let's say Bill coaches 2020, gets 8 wins out of Cam Newton, 2021 gets 10 wins and a playoff spot out of Mac Jones, and then decides to retire. And you're like, we don't see the 4-win season. We don't see this North Carolina mess. We don't even know. Maybe he's with Jordan, but we don't even see all that publicly.
Maybe.
And you're like, oh, he got. And then we find out Mac Jones is terrible. And you're like, oh, he got Mac Jones to the playoffs.
Let me give you another what if.
So, but with Robert Kraft, because he is so quick to be like, Tom Brady is like a patriot for life and this, that, and the other thing. We have a statue for him. It ignores the fact that he could have kept him here.
Yeah.
Tom Brady could have played his entire career if Robert Kraft agreed to it. So not only did Robert Kraft not do that, he then chose to side with Bill Belichick, and then that thing went south, and that also ended poorly. And Brady not only was still good, he went to the playoffs 3 straight years and won a Super Bowl year one. So Bill's the obvious one because there were so much comparisons, like who was more important, so that hurts Bill. But I think for Robert Kraft, I think it might be just as bad.
Well, the problem is Bill's never going to save face. We both think the Patriots could win the Super Bowl this year. Or at least
I don't know if they're going to win the Super Bowl. No, I think they have a chance.
But we're giving them a better chance than Tampa this weekend. We both agree on that?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if Kraft wins another one with May, then Bill really looks like garbage.
True.
Brady won without Bill. Kraft wins again without Bill.
No, that's true. But
I mean,
that's
again. Kraft wins without Bill?
Yeah, but I'm not ready to go there yet. Like, I think it's going to be years till they win the whole thing.
Fine, but if they win with Drake May, I mean Bill looks the worst at it. He already looks the worst at everybody who's moved on.
Yeah.
So, no, Kraft,
it's very undersold.
Largely skates on his role in Brady's exit.
Yeah.
But it still looks worse for Bill.
Yeah.
Other suggestions for jerseys. This always fires the people up out there.
LeGarrette Blount.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Who did Blount get traded for again that you were just so mad?
Jeff Demps.
Jeff Demps. You could probably get a Jeff Demps.
Jeff Demps Bucks jersey. Oh, and his teammate, what was his name?
Go on.
Oh, no, never mind. I was thinking of Chris Rainey. It wasn't Chris Rainey that was there. He was a bad guy, too.
No, I was just saying, another good guy. Chuck in New Hampshire and Dominican Sue. He owns a Dominican Sue Bucks jersey.
Oh, brag. James Winston?
James, good one.
What, that 30-30 season?
The late Doug Martin, the muscle hamster, is being suggested. Hamster. That'd be a good one. Yep.
Leonard Fournette, when he came on there at the end.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Not bad.
Okay, a lot of good ones there.
Cadillac Williams.
Nice. Sick. Yeah. What about, they traded Mankins to the Bucks, right? You could get a Mankins Bucks
You could
jersey?
Get a Logan Mankins jersey if you were so inclined. Michael Pittman Sr. Not to be confused with Michael
Pittman. I'm not going to say that's a good one. I've been saying a lot of them are good. I'm not going to say that's a good one.
All right.
Not going to get on board with that.
You don't want that one?
I don't. 617-779.
What about a Riddell Anthony?
79. Ooh, Keep Tlaib.
Keep Tlaib, good one.
Good one. Yeah. All right, we'll get to your phone calls here coming up. Meanwhile, we mentioned Bob Ryan there briefly. What is going on with that man's Twitter account? Because it is...
Must see.
It's responding to everything.
Yeah.
And I mean everything.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get to it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for The Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.